Blog Talk Radio.
Great Awakening, Great Awakening Broadcast. Great Awakening, Great Awakening Broadcast. Open your heart, open your ears, hear what the Lord is saying. Open your heart, open your ears, hear what the Lord is saying. Great Awakening, Great Awakening, broadcast.
Now here's your host, Prophetess Dorita Virgo.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. You're tuned in to Great Awakening Christian Radio. This is your host, Prophetess Rita Furlow, and we have a special guest today. I know you guys are going to enjoy the show. Before we get into our special guest, I do want to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Furlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Again, this is Great Awakening Broadcast. And I'm excited to hear from all of you. Thank you so much for being a listener of GABRadio.org. Don't forget to go now and sow a seed to our radio ministry, that is gabradio.org, and continue listening every day because we have so much lined up for 2019. But we're gonna jump right on in because we have a special guest today, and we are excited. Woohoo! All right, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest, a Christian author. And I'm telling you, God is using people to write books, and we're so excited to have Ari Jones. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am. It's great to be here with you.
All right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. I'm getting ready for the Christmas holiday coming up, so I'm really excited about that.
That's pretty good. We're excited to have you at GABRadio.org and just hanging out with us today. And so we're going to dive into some questions. First of all, I want to ask, how does it feel to be a Christian author? Just that whole thing all together. How does it feel?
It feels really awesome just to be able to take just what God has given me in my heart and has been teaching me and just put it on paper and be able to just share it with people. That's a huge thing. It's taking what he's given me and not just keep it inside. It's being able to share it with people, and hopefully they're encouraged and built up by that as well.
I know that's an accomplished feeling, and kudos to you. Amen. I want you to tell our audience a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from.
Awesome. Well, again, my name is Ari Jones, and I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. You're on the East Coast, where it's rainy right now and cloudy, and I'm married to my wonderful wife. We've been married for only 2 years, but enjoying life, enjoying it together, just loving and laughing and living.
Hey, man, just taking a day at a time. I know that's just all we can do. I want to dive into some important questions as a Christian author. First of all, what are some of the challenges that you have to face as far as being an accomplished Christian author?
I think one of the biggest challenges is just writing in general. Like a lot of times, I think one of the biggest struggles that I had was the stuff that I had inside of me that God was bringing inside me was like, should I really write this? Like, is this something that people are really going to be interested in hearing? Is this something that's like, what's the purpose of this? Like, is it going to make a difference? And I think that's one of the biggest things that really hit me, because when you're writing something, when you're putting something in a book, writing takes a long time.
Wow.
And just talking with other friends of mine that are decided, like, hey, I want to write something. Like, what do you think about it? I'm like, well, be prepared to doubt pretty much everything that you're about to write, and the fact that you're putting it on paper, because you're constantly going to be saying, are people going to read this? Is this going to matter?
Right.
Is it going to make a difference? And you just got to trust God with that. That's the biggest thing.
My God,
you know what, God, if you give me this message, then I'm going to write it, and I'm going to let you do what you do. That's one of the biggest things, I think, that has hit me.
So you're saying getting over the opinions of men when you're writing, you know, the feedback, but you're able to kind of focus on and zoom in, okay, I really truly believe that this is going to impact the world, and that's pretty much what is inspiring you to be an author, and that's awesome. That's wonderful. When did you realize you wanted to be a writer? At what point in your life you knew you had a gift from God to write?
It was actually when I was about, I would say, 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
It was in the summer. I was just like any other kid, bored out of my mind one day during the summer and complaining. And my mom was actually the one that sat me down. And she was like, okay, we're going to take care of this right now. And she told me this story. And she kind of just like spent this 20 minutes just telling me this story. And I was glued to my seat. I was listening to every word, all the stuff. And then she ended it. And I was like, wow, like, where did this story come from? This is really cool. Like, I want to read this book or whatever like that. She's like, I just made that story up right then and there. She's like, now go and do something like that.
And oh, wow.
I was so,
that's
like,
awesome.
Inspired by the fact that she made up the story and I was so interested. So I just started writing. It opened my mind up to, like, a whole new world, because that's essentially what it really was, is me, like, tapping into this new world of just, like, creating. And I think that's really where I got to really fall in love with, like, one of my favorite aspects of God is being a creator. Like, just seeing, like, how he takes the simplest things and is and just one word spoke the world into being, and how we're given that unique power of being able to create and create different worlds, create different, you know, messages, moods, all sorts of stuff with just the stroke of a pen or typing of a keyboard. So that's, I think, when I really started to realize that I wanted to write.
That's powerful. So you was one of the smart ones in school. If I was in school with you, I would have been cheating off your writing assignment. And you probably you made good grades. Did you make good grades with the writing assignments, or was that a struggle for you in school?
I did in one aspect. One of my English teachers had us, when I was in 10th grade, I believe, do a short story writing assignment. And everyone that brought back their writing assignments did, like, a short story, like, one or two pages. I was the one that had, like, 25, 30 pages because I just was into it, writing.
Wow, that's awesome.
My teacher was like, listen, I don't have time to read all of this. Like, I really want to. I want to grade all of this, and I'll save it, but I can't. I don't have time. So I was the type that I've always loved writing assignments and stuff like that, so.
Wow. Let me throw another question. You guys also have to like reading too, right? Does that go hand in hand?
In a way, I thought for the longest time that it had to do like a lot with just loving reading, when I really believe that it has to do with just being observant to the things around you. Like, I guess you would say reading life versus necessarily just reading books.
Because
that's powerful. So much around us. Yeah, there's so much around us that I think if we just take the time to just read life, a lot of the stuff that I get from a lot of my writing is just from just talking with people and just listening to their experiences. And so I think I love reading books. I do. But I just love, I've learned to read life around me.
Oh, that's awesome. That great, great, great answer. What is some of your favorite topics? I know you're a Christian writer, but what is some of digging in with the Christian writing? What is one of your favorite tops and topics? How do you reach the people?
Oh, man. I have so many topics. I think one of my favorite topics to write about is just I'm big on characters. So I love writing characters that relate to people.
Okay.
It's, it's one of the things that I guess drives me, because I meet so many different people. I see so many different people during the day, that I love just writing things that develop characters that people relate to. Like, you can read this person like, wow, that reminds me of my sister or my uncle or that guy that I just saw down the street.
Right.
One of my favorite things, I used to blog a lot, and it wouldn't just be like normal blog. I would just write short stories that just went along with life. One of my favorite short story series that I used to do was called Mornings of Jesus. And it would just be like this unknown character just having like coffee with Jesus and just talking about different things that are going on throughout the day, or noticing certain things that were going on in the coffee shop. So I like to just bring the reality of like, hey, this is everyday life. When most of my writing that you'll see is not necessarily like a fantasy thing that could never happen. It's something that I recognize this scene because it's something that I just went through with a character that I just kind of like met. So
right.
That's probably the biggest thing for me. I love doing that.
How do you handle like your brain freezes? Because I'm pretty sure you get like writer's block, I believe. How do you handle that? How are you able to push through and persevere?
One of the biggest, I guess, advices that I got as a writer, I read from an author named Frank Peretti, and he said he writes 5 pages a day, no matter
what. Wow.
And whether it goes into a book or whether it's seen or not, just write 5 pages a day.
That
kind of just keeps your brain active and just thinking. And so a lot of times I'm not just writing for myself. Maybe I do freelance writing on the side too, and some ghostwriting. And sometimes I'm just writing for that. Or sometimes I'm just writing just like as a journal or a devotional or something like that. Something just kind of keep my mind going.
Gotcha.
So that helps a lot with the writer's block. Some stuff I don't never see the light of day.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. So you're basically telling me our audience, practice make perfect, in other words.
It really does. It really does. And just letting your mind like go, like not inhibiting it. I think that God has given us imagination for a reason. And a lot of times we kind of like hold ourselves back from like just creating. And I think letting your mind go and just enjoying the fact that you can, with writing, create anything that you want. Just doing that and realizing
Absolutely.
That, it helps out a lot.
Absolutely. Now, I know you have 2 books that you have out on Amazon. Now, one is called God Make Me Uncomfortable in God and Make let me say it again. God Make Me Uncomfortable, and then you have God Make Me Broken. So tell us a little bit about that. How did you birth those books?
So these, and I write a little bit about it in the foreword for God Make Me Uncomfortable, but it was sparked several years ago. I was with a friend of mine, and we were having coffee with a pastor friend of ours, and we were just talking, and then this topic came on the aspect of prayer. And my pastor friend, Paul, he says, so let me just ask you this, just throw this out. If there is one prayer that you feel like God is teaching you or desiring you to pray for yourself, like what would you think it is? And my friend and I that were sitting there, we both kind of looked at each other, and at the same time, not even like on purpose or anything, just said, God, make me uncomfortable. And my pastor friend, Paul, he goes, that is the craziest prayer in the world. That's you know that he would answer that, right? And and so like I started thinking about that, and like why would that be such a prayer that I felt like God would want me to pray for myself? And he started teaching me, like, I want you to see me as the only thing that can truly bring you this sense of comfort. So whatever it takes. Even taking, like, making me so uncomfortable that I only seek you. Like, what does that look like?
Awesome.
And so that was kind of like the spark of writing this. I was just thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't want it to be just a bunch of facts or just a bunch of boring, like words or something like that. I want it to be something that captures people's attention. And so I was like, how can I make a story that teaches people about prayer. And that's where this book came, these books came from.
Amen. So what are some of the, like in your book, what give us something you remember from your book that, that we can take from today?
Awesome, yes. So I'll do with the first one. The prayer itself like is outlined in several chapters. And so it follows
okay.
the story of a family called the Comforts. And the Comforts are kind of like answering this question like, okay, God, what's this one prayer that you want me to pray? And they're going through this together of praying, God, make me uncomfortable. And so one of the my favorite chapters is called Purposed in My Heart. And
mm-hmm.
it talks a lot about the story about Daniel and how, like, he makes a purpose decision to follow God no matter what. It wasn't like a random decision, an immediate decision. Like, he purposed in his heart a long time before he ever was a captive in Babylon and faced with different
right.
things. He purposed in his heart a long time ago. And the character in this specific chapter, her name is Jordan, is in that situation of just like, okay, I've got my friends that are wanting me to like change my life and do this. I've got my family who is saying this. I've got all these things going on here. How do I make these decisions? And she's learning how to purpose in her heart to follow God and what that looks like. And so it's just like, and again, it's an everyday life situation that
right.
That people can understand and see like, okay, so Daniel wasn't just this guy in the Old Testament that went through all this stuff. It's something that I'm dealing with in myself. And so it's
absolutely.
That's one of the things that's in there. But this whole book follows the lives of this family and follows the prayer that they're praying, and it shows them growing, it shows them struggling together, and it shows them just like seeing God do amazing things in their lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that topic. God made me uncomfortable, because it's like when you get into an uncomfortable place, it gives us room to trust God even more. And so
yeah.
I'm gonna read more about that, and I really like that. And I'm pretty sure our audience want to go and check that out as well. So God make me uncomfortable, and God make me broken. Now was Daniel one of your favorite characters? Who was your favorite characters out of the two books you wrote?
Well, like I said, it follows the story of a family called the Comforts. And so it's a mom, a dad, and three kids. And
okay.
but my favorite character that is written in the book is actually not a part of that family. It's one of their friends. Her name is Lizzie. And Lizzie's kind of that character that has mm-hmm. the ability to kind of just make you think. Like she's in there to kind of like really be a best friend to Jordan, the middle child.
Right.
But also kind of just be there as like that conscience, like, you know, you're going through the situation, but let me just share with you like a different perspective. And she's, her character is birthed out of several people that I've grown up with in my life that just have that ability to
right.
just give you different perspective. Like you can be going through something and they'll just randomly be like, yeah, you're going through that. So look at it this way, and then it just changes your whole attitude. And she's a fun character that to have grown up with, and she's also a very inspirational character throughout the book, through both books, because this is a series.
Okay.
She's probably one of my favorite characters. Yeah, there's gonna be
oh,
four
awesome.
Books total in the series, so there's two more coming.
That's awesome. I have another interesting question for you. Do you ever mm-hmm. plan on writing plays and things of that nature?
I would love to. There's no limitation on that. So yeah, plays, film scripts, all of that. Like I honestly can say I kind of think in like movie form. So even while I'm writing, like I'm picturing it as a movie, like happening in front of me. So I think that also helps with my writing. I see everything from scripts to
wow.
book form to radio, whatever. So yeah, theater plays, everything. I would love to do that.
Now tell us a little bit about some of your future projects you're working on currently.
All right. So yeah, like I said, God Make Me Uncomfortable and God Make Me Broken are the first two books in this series, which I call the Abandoned Terror series. And so there's two more books coming. One is written. It's just in the editing stage, which the editing stage takes just as much time as the writing stage, actually.
Yes.
That one is coming. That one's called God Make Me Weak. And that one is a very powerful. I can't wait for that one to come out because that might be my favorite one out of the three so far. And then there's another one that's going to be coming probably a couple years after that for the fourth book in the series.
Oh, wow.
And then there's two other books that are in the back of my head that I have kind of like planned to be writing there. One is a futuristic like thriller. And then the other one is kind of like a mystery thriller that I'm really excited about. I want to give all sorts of details about it, but I can't spoil too much.
yeah, don't spoil it. So how long does it take to write a book? Like you said, like a year, or it just depends on how much you put into it. How long does it take?
It really depends on how much you put into it. The first book, the God Make Me Uncomfortable, honestly took me about 8 months to write draft.
Mm-hmm.
The first draft. And then over like a couple of years, it kept kind of revamping and re-editing and reformatting, and until I finally got to where I was like, this is the story that needs to be told. And then of course came the editing part. So I mean, I always give it like at least 2 years just to really put down everything, especially depending on the size of it. Like this one was, I didn't expect it to be this big, but you know, it's about almost 300 pages. So yeah, it took a while again to get past that thought of like, should I write this? Should I put this in there? And then get to the point of like editing. And then honestly, the hardest part was probably just formatting the book for, you know, to be published. That was, that was probably the hardest part.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, who's your favorite Christian author?
Oh man. so many. So I think the one that's inspired me the most is Ted Dekker. He is such a good author in so many different genres. But he writes thrillers. He writes the historical, and he just has a knack of just drawing you into a story that you don't want to put down. Every book that he's written, I've read within like a night easily. I just don't put it down. So unless I have that time, I'm not gonna. Yeah. as far as like spiritual, like guidance, spiritual like development and growth writing, I've always been a huge fan of Max Lucado. His books and his just writing and teaching. Just is very inspirational and very encouraging. And so he's one of the ones I go to as far as just like wanting to get that moment of inspiration and just encouragement to keep going forward. So yeah, creatively Ted Dekker, and then like spiritually, Max Lucado is definitely one of my favorites.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, what advice, because I know we have a lot of Christian authors out there, and it's easy, very easy to get discouraged. What advice do you give other authors, Christian authors, on how to start and where to begin and just what's your advice toward other authors and, you know, overall?
My advice would be just to write. I think that a lot of times the thought is, well, yeah, I can write a book, but no one's going to read this. Or I can write a book and, yeah, it's not going to be on the, you know, New York Times bestseller list or anything like that. And you got to put those thoughts out of your head because the size of your stage, and I've always said this in anything, the size of your stage isn't what's important, because God can use small stages just as much as he can use big stages. God used 5 loaves and 3 fish.
Mm-hmm.
Five loaves and two fish from a little boy. You know, it wasn't like a religious leader or something that he like used to feed 5,000 people. He used a small lunch from a little boy. And so if we can keep that mindset of just like, hey, this might be my 5 loaves and 2 fish, And
right,
God may use that to reach one person, and that
wow,
one person
awesome.
Can reach a million, you know? So my thing is this, your story is your story for a reason, and God's giving you that
Absolutely.
Message for a reason. Write it. Write it, and then let him do what he does. You know, give it to people, even if it's just like family members at first, let them read it. Maybe that will inspire them to share it with people. And in this society, like, what you do can go a long way. Thanks to, you know, social media, thanks to the internet, all sorts of technology and everything. So write it and make sure this is the story that God wants you to write, and then just do it. I take time to just write every single day, just because I know, and this is the story that I want to write and God wants me to write. So I'm going to write it, and then when I finish it and I feel like this is what it's supposed to be, then I'm just going to get it published and let God direct from there.
Yeah.
So I
have one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle the critics? when they, you know, because you know on Amazon you get feedback. How do you handle those critics? And one sentence, how do you handle those critics?
Embrace them. I think
wow.
that's the biggest thing. Like, you're going to get criticized and judged throughout life. Embrace
exactly.
them. You know, it's a part of life. There's nothing wrong with it. Just because you have someone that says something bad about something that you've done doesn't mean that the next person isn't going to be encouraged by it. So
Absolutely.
If they're not encouraged
wow.
by it, it wasn't meant for them.
Absolutely. That's a good answer. We are out of time, but we definitely appreciate you for coming on GAB Radio. I want you to tell our listeners how we can get a hold of you for events. What's your information?
Absolutely. Well, definitely check out my website. It's probably the easiest way to reach me.
Okay.
It's tbhministries.org. So that's T as in Tom, B as in Boy, H as in Henry, ministries.org. I'm not only a writer, but I also do rap, R&B, and hip-hop music. I do public
okay.
speaking. Contact me for anything. You'll find my Instagram pages on there, my YouTube, my Facebook, all of that. And I love connecting with people and just building the body of Christ together, you know, one step at a time, one page at a time, as you say.
That sounds good. It was really nice to meet you, Mr. Jones. Listeners, definitely go to Amazon. You can check out his book there, God Make Me Uncomfortable, and just check it out. Make sure you guys support the radio ministry, gabradio.org. Keep it locked every day. Have a great day.